USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations tomorrow.
200 million shots in under 100 days, actually. It's an incredible achievement for the nation.
Speaking at the White House, the president calling it stunning progress. The president aided by Operation Warp Speed, which was started under former President Donald Trump. More Americans favor keeping the Supreme Court at 9 justices and those who want to expand it. A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in six counties over the recent jump in illegal immigrants being detained at the border. Ducey blaming the surge on the Biden White House.
It's clear that they have no plan. They can't even agree on whether this is a crisis or not. One day the president himself says it is. The next day, others in the administration take it back.
Ducey, visiting Yuma, Arizona, says the White House isn't dealing with the surge at the border.
Now, at times, it seems like they fully understand the reality, and they're putting their heads in the sand and trying to ignore it anyway.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie may consider another run for the White House. According to the political website Axios, Christie, the Republican-turned-TV pundit, has been telling friends he'd be the only candidate with executive experience who has previously mounted a national campaign. Publicly, Christie said he hasn't ruled out the idea of running. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The jury reaches their decision in a high-profile case against a police officer.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father, back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America, with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House continues to walk a fine line on relations with Russia.
We desire a relationship with Russia that is stable and predictable, and we don't think it needs to continue to be on a negative trajectory.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the United States will continue holding Russia accountable for bad behavior.
We have never expected nor have we projected that one set of sanctions or any individual set of sanctions is going to immediately change behavior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.